Did you know there's an easier way to shoot black and white film? You just use one designed for colour. Now, what do I mean by that? Black and white film mostly has to be done by hand. It's got to be done in a dark room. You've got to get all the chemicals. So very few people are doing that. And in fact, very few companies are doing that worldwide. There are some large labs, but it does mean that you've got to send them off and then you've got to wait for it to be done. They've got to come back to you. So just like the old days, in fact, before 1 hour film came in, you have to wait weeks for your images to come back. 20, 30 years ago, they came up with a new idea. That new idea is basically film that's black and white, but can be developed in a normal color lab. So this here is Ilford XB2. Fuji have their own version and Kodak have their own version. And it's a C41 process film. Now, C41 process is the color process. So it gets developed as color. It's not quite the best black and white ever, but just such an easy way to get going. So what are the issues? Well, as always, there are issues. So here I have a strip just to show you what that film would look like. The XP2, the C41 black and white process will look like this. A normal black and white film would look like this. So you've got this kind of grey background as opposed to this kind of orange background. So what does that actually mean in reality? Well, unless you're careful, and you do need to watch for this, instead of coming out as black and white such as this, depending on the paper, and I never can remember if it's Fuji paper or Kodak paper, you can get this little green tinge or blue tinge that comes through. Now, anybody who knows what they're doing will give you this black and white. Now, just while I'm here, let me just enjoy this. Look at that grain. That's one of the reasons why I love shooting black and white film. The grain. Now, you can make it more grainy or you can make it less grainy, and it all depends on your likes, but I really like that. But what do you use to shoot it with? Well, of course you use a film camera, duh. But the choices out there are really quite limiting, but ending up in something exciting I'm going to share with you in a second. So to be able to get these shots the way we want them, basically just to shoot them, to expose them, we have standard choices. So Ilford, for example, have their own single-use camera that comes with XP2 in it. Other manufacturers may have that as well. Downside, of course, is it's single use. It gets thrown away. Not really good for the planet. I have heard that they can be repurposed, but over a limited number of times. Harman here, which I think is owns Ilford, they have a multi-use camera that you can use. So you can put film in it and you can use it again and again and again. Problem with both of these is plastic lenses. They're built for a price. So plastic lenses are never going to be as good quality as glass. So just maybe bear that in mind when you're doing it. Other options, well, you go to eBay and you look for film cameras such as this point and shoot. Put your film in here. This is an auto loader. Goes on one side, vector goes this way, goes across, and then you load that. One of the real benefits here is that this is a glass lens and it's got a zoom. So you've got really good quality going on within that, and it's got your usual glass viewfinder. You put it up and you can zoom in and zoom out and so on. Pretty much everything, you have relatively little control over that. Your other option is the good old standard SLR that they stopped making, certainly the manual ones 40 years ago. Digital ones are still available that were only maybe 20 years old. But if you look at this one here, this is a real beauty. In fact, this one I got for my 21st birthday from my parents. Still have it. Beautiful camera. So you fire and you wind on. Purely manual. There are some automatic controls inside, but mainly it's this feature here. Wind on. With the other cameras that I showed you, like that one there you can see on screen, they have a kind of just a wind on little button at the back. So I mentioned that there's some good news coming down the line, and it's really exciting news for anybody who's interested in film at all. And that is that Pentax, for the first time ever, in such a long time, certainly since digital took over, are designing a film camera from new. So we don't know what it's going to be called. We don't know what it's going to look like, but it is going to launch in the summer and it's going to have the wind on button. So that action that you've got to be able to be kind of connected almost to everything that you shoot is going to be retained within this. We believe the price point is going to be somewhere around $300, but we don't quite know yet. So it's very, very exciting. And you can use any black and white film in it if you wish. But I'm suggesting that the Ilford XP2, the C41 processes, ones available from Fuji or available from Kodak, they're the great way to try. So there is an easier way to shoot black and white film. You just use one designed for color. I hope this gets you off to a good start.